told you could start your own online business in a weekend? In this video, I'm going to simplify the process of starting your own online business and show you exactly how you can get started in less than 48 hours. Let's begin. Hey, I'm Natalia from nataliaroy.com, and this just literally blew my mind. I just read a study done by Oracle in 2022 in the UK, and what they found is that approximately 85% of all UK employees dream about starting their own online business, but most of them will never do it. And why? Because number one, they're too afraid of the risk. Number two, they think they don't have the time for it. And number three is they have no idea how to even get started. And I'm gonna be honest with you, this frustrates the heck out of me, because the truth is that in 2023 and beyond, you don't need any risk to start your business. You can do this while working only 2 hours a day, and you don't need to be a business genius in order to do that. In fact, I'm going to share with you a very, very simple 4-step process that you can follow this weekend in order to be in business by Monday. So with that being said, let's begin. Okay, so the first thing you have to do in order to launch your own online business in a weekend is to find your business idea. And frankly, this is the place where most people get stuck. If I could only tell you about the amount of people that I spoke to that are stuck for like 2 years figuring out their niche is just ridiculous, right? So let me give you an easier way to think about your business and to find an idea for your business. When you're in business, in order to make the most amount of money and impact that you can, all you have to do is to find a market that you like to work with, meaning a type of a person, and help them solve a problem, right? And that's it. And if I want to be extra, extra detailed about this, I actually like to use the following formula in order to define my idea. I help, who do you help, to solve this problem and get this benefit using this method. Right? So let me give you a quick example just to bring this home and make sure that you understand. So let's say that you're a busy mom and that you just found a way to figure out exactly how to feed your kids healthy food without them like throwing a tantrum, whatever it is, right? So how do we break down this formula? Super, super simple. Who do you help? You usually help busy parents or busy mothers, right? The problem that you solve is that most parents struggle to keep their kids away from eating junk food. Now, the benefit that you offer is that after working with you, those parents' kids will be eating healthy. And the solution that you offer is maybe a kid-friendly recipe book with meals that actually taste good and are easy to make in under 10 minutes. So just like that, we have a business idea, and let me read it to you. I help busy parents to encourage their kids to eat healthy and improve their kids' diets using my tried and true kid-approved 10-minute recipes. That's it. That's all you need to find a really, really good business idea. And once you found that, let's move on to the second step of exactly how to launch your online business in a weekend. The second step of launching your online business in a weekend is to define your offer. And here, I'm actually going to give you probably the best advice that I can give you when it comes to this part. Don't overthink this, right? Usually when people just first start their business, they're looking at those people who sell like $1,000 courses or like $5,000 coaching packages and whatnot, and they think that they have to do the same in order to create a successful business. But let me tell you right now, when it comes to business success, there is no more powerful thing that you can do besides acting fast. Right? So my question to you will be, what is the offer that you can whip up in as little of a time that you can and bring it online fast in like a weekend or maybe less? Let me give you an example. So let's say that you are a skincare guru, right? And you help people to reduce acne or whatever it is. So one way that you can go about this is to think, ooh, I can write a 500-page book letting people know all of the science and the reason why they get acne, plus my method and everything that you need in order to clear that skin. So yes, you can probably create that book, but the problem is that number one, it's gonna take you forever, and number two, you have no idea if anybody is actually gonna want a book like that, right? So instead, why not offer something that takes you zero time to prep, like a 2-hour consultation call where you can go on a call with a client who have acne and actually prep a personalized plan for them to get rid of this acne, right? It's a clear offer. Your audience will clearly want it because people who have acne are just looking for somebody to save them and tell them how to get rid of it. And you can make great money out of it without investing a lot of your time, right? So when it comes to your offer, my advice to you, if you're just getting started, start with something like a service or a consultation or coaching, something to sell your time, because that's the fastest way for you to start generating income and a high level of income that will keep you motivated and help you quit your job as fast as you can to grow your business even further. Now, step number three in launching your online business in a weekend is, now that you have your offer, you want to whip up a quick sales page, right? And sales page is nothing but a page on the web where you essentially describe your offer to people who might need it and offer them to pay for it, right? So you need some text, and you need a checkout button, and you need a way to get paid, meaning you need an account in something like PayPal or Stripe, right? But many people, what they do is they take forever to create their sales page, as if independence of the world is depending on that. So no, let me give you a quick formula that you can use in order to whip up your sales page, design it, write it, put it online in less than 3 hours. Trust me, follow this formula, it will work for you. Don't overthink this, just put your page online. Okay, so the first thing that you need in your page is something to draw attention. And usually we create a headline that will get the attention of your target audience by you promising them a specific benefit. So a good example of that might be, clear your acne within 3 weeks using my 5-step method. Just a clear example, it took me 3 seconds to think about it. It's not the best thing in the world, but it is going to work for your first sales page, right? So just start with a very, very attention-grabbing headline illustrating the benefit. Now, the second thing that you need in your sales page is to arouse interest, right? Now that you got a person's attention, you want to actually start getting them interested in what you have to say. And you do that by actually sharing their problem, right? So you want to share that you know how they feel. Maybe you want to share your personal story, how you used to suffer from acne or suffer from that same problem that you now help them solve. But just tell your story, make it concise, make it clear, make it down to earth, and just get people interested in you and your personal journey. Now, the next step in your sales page will be to create desire for your product. And you do that by start describing what you have to offer and the benefits that people will get as a result of getting your offer, right? So if you are an expert that helps people with acne, you can talk about what kind of clear skin will they have, how much confidence will they have, how much all of their friends and their partner, whatever it is, are going to compliment them on their bright, gooey skin, right? Or if you're a mom that sells a recipe book, you can describe how happy their kids will be, how much money they're going to save, how much time they're going to save going to McDonald's and instead like whipping up the meal in 10 minutes in their kitchen, right? Super, super simple. Again, don't make this overly complicated. And the last part that you need on your sales page is a clear call to action. Click this button below to grab my ebook now, or click this link in order to schedule a meeting with me on my Calendly calendar, right? Something very simple, very basic. Just give yourself 3 hours to get it done, and by the end of those 3 hours, you should have a sales page online. Now, the fourth step in launching your business in a weekend is probably the only step that will take you longer, meaning you will start doing it on the weekend, but you will keep doing it on repeat until your business will arrive at the actual income level that you wanted to reach, right? And this step is to work on your traffic generation, right? So when I say traffic, I actually mean eyeballs to come and look at your sales page, realize it's the exact thing that they want, and buy your offer. So how do we do that? We have 3 main ways that we generate traffic. The first way is through free content, which is what you're seeing here right now. The second way is through collaboration with other experts. And the third way is through advertising. Now, I will be assuming that you don't have a large budget in order to grow your business, because if you do, I would just tell you, just launch advertising. But if you don't have a large budget, I would say start figuring out what is your content strategy and how you can start bringing people into your sales page. The process goes like this. You start generating all kinds of small content pieces that you spread around the web. It could be on Instagram, it could be on TikTok, it could be on YouTube. The platform doesn't really matter as much as your consistency. And then as you grow over time, you will have a call to action in your content for people to come and check out your sales page, right? And at the end of the day, your goal is for your sales page to convert at approximately 1.5% in order to start making money. So for example, let's say that you have a video online and that video generates approximately 100 clicks every single day into your sales page. Now, if that page will convert at 1.5%, that means that you will have anywhere from 1 to 2 sales every single day. Now, let's do a quick calculation. If you're going to have a product of, let's say you sell $250 consultation call and you have 2 people a day actually buying it, that's already $500 a day, which if we're gonna do times 30, because there is 30 days in a month, that's already meaning that you're going to make $15,000 every single month from a business that you launched in a weekend. That's how powerful this method is when you actually take action and start moving in a direction of your goal. Okay, so let's bring it home. TLDR, too long, didn't read. Here's the bottom line of this video. In order to launch your online business in a weekend, you need to do these following 4 steps. Number 1 is find your business idea, which is normally a problem that you solve for a specific segment of the market. Who do you help and what problem do you help them solve? The second thing that you need is to come up with an offer. What it is you're going to offer to them that is going to make you money and allow you to put your offer online as fast as possible. Step number 3 is you're going to create a sales page for your offer. Take 3 hours, use the formula that I gave you and simply whip this thing out and just put it online and forget about it. And then the last step, step number 4, is the only step that you're going to do repeatedly from the weekend on until forever, basically, is that you will start creating all kinds of bits of content and call to action, invite people into your sales page throughout the content, right? The more content you will have, the more clicks you will have, the more people will check out your page, the more money you will make. I hope this video has been helpful for you. I hope you now see how easy it is to launch an online business in a weekend. That's all you need. If you have any questions for me, please leave them in the comments below. If you're looking to support this channel, please make sure to hit the like button on this video and to subscribe because it helps me bring the word out about these videos. I'm gonna see you in the next video. Until then, yalla bye.